Good morning. I'm just going to take a quick minute before Geshla's here so I don't have to keep you all after the teachings, just to remind everybody that, which day of the week is it? which day of the week is today, but Monlam Chemo is coming up this week, and I think it's Thursday. Did somebody just confirm? Yes, it's Thursday. Thank you, Lori. I've got my brain in the back of the room there. And Monlam Chemo is the end of this 2-week period called the Prayer Festival. That's kind of supercharged time for doing spiritual practice. And on Thursday in the morning, we're going to have precepts, which is, you have the opportunity to come in before dawn and take this one-day set of vows. But also throughout the day, at about 7:15 in the morning, at noon, and at 5:30, we're going to do this really fun practice where we do a group reading of a sutra, and a sutra is just one of the Buddha's teachings. And we do it monastery style, which means, say it's a 26-page sutra, and we've got 10 people here. We divide the pages up among everybody. We say go, and then everybody starts reading it out loud together. And it's really kind of fun, and it's really high energy. So I hope you'll come to one of those opportunities, and we'll do a different sutra each time. So there's one at 7:15, one at noon, and one at 5:30. Thanks.
On the Gold Prayer Book, please turn to page 34. And we'll start by chanting Shakyamuni Buddha's mantra 3 times. And if you have the white prayer book, please go to the page titled Kadampa Center Program Prayers. And you'll see the Shakyamuni Buddha mantra. Te ata om mane maha munaye soha tayata om mane mane maha munaye soha tayata om mane mane maha munaye soha. The Medicine Buddha Stanza Mantra. If you have the white binder, it's on the blue sheet on the opposite side. Bhagawan with equal compassion for all, whose name when merely heard dispels the suffering of the lower realms, dispelled of disease and the 3 poisons, I prostrate to Medicine Buddha, lapis lazuli. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rata samugate soha. Te ata om bekanze bekanze maha bekanze bekanze rata samugate soha. Then let's read the 4 measurables in English 3 times. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. May all sentient beings have happiness and the causes of happiness. May all sentient beings be free from suffering and the causes of suffering. May all sentient beings be inseparable from the happiness that is free from suffering. May all sentient beings abide in equanimity, free from attachment for friends and hatred for enemies. I'll turn to page 37. At the bottom, you see two mantras. So let's say the mantra for Chen Reisig, the Buddha of Great Compassion, 8 times. And then the mantra for Green Taro, the deity for enlightened activity, 7 times.
Also, please think about all the students, you know, who lost their life in Florida and also who are also badly injured. Please remember, keep those in your mind.
Mani Padme Hum, Om 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 Mani Padme Hum. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha. 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 Om tare tu tare tu re so. Om tare tu tare tu re so ha.
Okay, the children are welcome to go to their classes. Thank you.
Did you get a chance to meditate?
Not this good.
Oh, maybe short, only 2 hours. short silent meditation. Yeah, just sit quietly and try to think nothing. Just sit, just sit quietly, maybe a few minutes, okay? Try not to think anything, no? Oh, so sorry, just falling asleep. See, so usually I say, you know, it's not it's, meditation is not about think nothing. So that's what usually what I say, you know, nothing. But it's very interesting. It's very interesting. There are certain meditations that people they are so disheartened by a gross, you know, gross mind and gross feeling. Feeling and gross mind, they are like disheartened. That's the right word?
Yeah.
Or maybe sick up. So, you know, like, probably do hiccup sometimes. So, you know, there's all this gross thought and the feeling. So that kind of like motivate them to, how is it, to stop. Kind of motivate, because the disheartened or sick of those gross thought and gross feeling, long period of time they experience that they are kind of sick of. So then kind of motivate them to how to stop gross thought, gross feeling. So maybe they, you know, they like try to focus, not try to concentrate on, say, jiyang may means nothing. There is nothing. Jiyang may means nothing. So I thought, you know, like, how to focus on, how you say, jiyang may means there's nothing. Nothing. Is there a difference between there's nothing or nothingness? Is there a difference between nothing or nothingness? Did you ever focus on nothingness? Did you ever concentrate on nothingness? Very interesting. Huh? But as I said, you know, there are certain people motivated by sick of this gross thought, gross emotion, feeling, so they try to stop them and try to focus on nothingness. How? How you do? I'm asking you how you do. I'm asking, please teach me how to do. How you do?
I wasn't successful.
How you do? So see, that there's channels, you know, there's like, there's many channels, emerge from chakras, there's, you know, five chakras, according to Vajrayana teachings. All the chakras, you know, that merge from, all the channels, they emerge from the chakras. The chakras are located here, there. So there's five channels located. So all the channels, they merge. when we are born, then there's no, like, the first, I think, channel start, there's like three main channels that grows close to the back. You know, so then the center, there's the certain color, in order to understand, in order to have better intellectual understanding of the channels, they have some kind of colors. I don't think itself has color, coming to color, but for the for the practitioners to understand or get some idea about those channels, so they, you know, have some kind of colors. So the central channels, you know, the entrance of the central channels is right here. Between, how you say, two eyes, third eye, somewhere there. So they try to send the energy through the central channels. Once you manage to open the channels, the body is going to be, you feel much, much lighter, and there's so many things happen, you know. So how do they do? Energy has no color, no shape. How they do? You have to come up with shape. You have to come up with shape in order to focus. Otherwise, it's hard to focus something. There's no color, no shape. How you focus? Like example, like mind. Mind doesn't have shape and color. So then somebody says, okay, focus on mind. How you do? It's very hard. Oh, so now, tell me how you do. How to focus on nothingness. How to focus. But nothingness is not right word, so I'm not sure, like, Chiyame, that's Tibetan word, but you don't understand. That's Tibetan word, doesn't help. Yeah, when we say, oh, you could say, or I could say, anybody could say, okay, next 5 minutes, 2-3 minutes, we will sit down, silently focus on try to think nothing. It's easy to say, but not easy to do. How you do? Try to think nothing, how you do? So the reason I'm bringing this up, maybe some of you may have thought, oh, he's contradicting. Before he said, oh, it's impossible to think nothing. Mind always thinks something. Yeah, that's right. That's true. Mind always thinks something. So now how to stop this gross feeling, gross thought, and all this gross emotion? You know, next 3-4 minutes, you could say, I could say, anybody could say, or let's sit down, silently try to think nothing. How? How? Question is how? Now we need to look for objects. Object? We need to create object. What kind of object you are going to create? What kind of object you can create to help that helps you to think nothing? Think about it. Huh? When you find out one, please tell me. then I will repeat back to you. how to do? Any tips? Huh? Yeah, please, yeah.
I think about a void, just a dark...
Think about what?
Void, like in space, deep space, but it doesn't have any planets or stars, or it's just a very...
Space.
Dark,
empty
dark,
space.
Empty space.
Drop?
Hmm?
Dark.
Dark.
Very dark.
It's just dark. So it's like a real velvety kind of black, is what I see.
That's the object we should use?
That's the object I can use, that I have used. Yeah.
So focus on darkness.
I focus on everything. The air conditioner, the talking, the sounds, the colors, everything.
When we meditate, of course, like our senses are awake. Therefore, you hear noises. Now the question is, whether you follow those different noises is not is under your control. You can control that. You can control. You just notice them, simply then let it pass. If you follow, then you get distracted. Distracted? Yeah. Then you're probably going to carry on from Kadamba Center to flea market to Whole Food back to your room. So then meanwhile your body is here. Then you are being carried out by all over the place. So. any more tips? No pressure, just wondering. Yeah, please.
What helps me is I just think of blackness and it just gets darker and darker in my mind.
Helps me is I just think of blackness and it just gets more and more dark in my mind and it's just empty.
Oh, does your mind get more darker?
More darker?
Oh.
I just see the black become bigger and it just... I don't know. I agree with you.
Yeah, that's good. Does it help you?
Yes, absolutely. That's, yeah.
What it does?
Excuse me?
What it does?
What do I do?
No, what it does for you?
It just helps me avoid all the thoughts and just push them away.
Yeah. Maybe there's now two. There's a democracy country. There's two of them now.
Okay. So at night,
up to your mouth.
When I can't sleep, this is when my thoughts overwhelm me or they catch up to me and I can't sleep. So I find that thinking doesn't help. It's the opposite. I'm thinking too much. So I find that if I put my hand on my heart and the other hand on my stomach, I'm really, and this is just me, I'm in my body and I can hear my heartbeat. I can feel my breath because of my stomach. And then there are moments, fleeting, short, small ones, where I don't have any thought. And then it's gone. And then I start again. But eventually, if I keep practicing that, I have longer moments. And that's just me.
Very good. Wonderful. Yeah. So please give them a round of applause. Thank you. I have idea, but it's probably not, might not be the perfect one. I have idea, so. Thinking about, not really, I don't be just thinking about. It might help, you know, not thinking about. before we discuss, I said, in order to stop other thoughts, we need to focus, right? Focus. That's the one way to stop. Whatever you do, you know, like touching here, try to feel the breath or whatever. So, is there a difference between thing nothing or other? What do you think about this? Like writing a word says thing nothing. Writing a word. No, word. Words. You write down thing nothing. Could be object. Focus there. Something to see rather than not to see. No? So I just suggestion. You know, it's like might not be the right one for you, but each one of us needs to come up with some idea how to temporarily think nothing. You know, how to think nothing. So how was about this one? You know, so using the word or maybe reading on the piece of paper that says think nothing, then focus there. There's something to remind you. If you are thinking something, the object can't remind you think nothing. So just suggestion, okay, just with the suggestion. I don't do a lot of this kind of meditation, so most of the meditation that I do is like review meditation. I heavily rely on certain materials, so then I repeat them by heart, and I focus on the meaning, so then I could go through, you know, the step by step. So I could be sitting, I could be walking, going there, going here, going there, but meanwhile I'm thinking. One way to stop disturbing thought. So think about just suggestion. Not asking you to do that, but we have to come up with something to focus. But meditation that associate with, you know, like someone who's like disheartened by this gross thought, then how to eliminate them, that also, you know, a little bit kind of complicated. Complicated, or definition is kind of long, and my English is poor. Definition is long. So all combination, all of that, you know, becomes So there's a few questions here before I read this question. So this is not just while we are meditating, well, not just here, but I've been thinking in the last couple of months we have discussions here, and I throw the questions like, what is meditations? What is the purpose of meditations? Why we do meditations? Then through their discussions, a lot of people said, you know, like, I did hear like a number of people like talking about think nothing. So that I've, since then I've been thinking about, So, and here are a few questions. So I've been sitting there since
a few weeks.
So I'll probably read this. So before the person who put the question, before their patience wear out. I'll read this question. So before that, you know, please, if you mind, take a moment to, you know, introduce to yourself, to each other, so then after that you read. Thank you. Thank you very much. So, sorry for ringing the bell. So, so, Dr. Brown here? No, Dr. Brown. Don Brown? Huh? Dr. Brown here? No. Anyway, so, long time, maybe like 1 year ago, suggested that, and I took this as an order for me to order. So Dr. Brown said, okay, Gisela, it's good, it'll be nice if you can ask people to introduce each other, you know, before you teach class. So I said, okay, yes, yes, Dr. Brown. So, yeah. I think it's also a good idea, you know, so that gives some opportunities. So whole, then I thought the idea behind that is, yeah, so coming here, you know, so, so I think it'll be nice to, you know, like, how is it, build some kind of, like, connections between us. That's what we talk about all the time. Last 19 years, we've been talking about here at the Kadama Center, you know, importance of bodhicitta, you know, altruistic attitude, you know, altruistic attitude. And like, the altruistic attitude is, according to Mahayana Buddhism, is draw to all the happiness. Altruistic attitude, chasing others, is a draw to all the happiness. So, very important, very powerful mind. And guide to Buddhist, the way of life, you know, they're composed by Shantideva around 8th century, so books already been written around 8th centuries. I think like chapter number one, I don't remember exactly, but yeah, pretty sure chapter number one, if you read, you'll find this stanza. So the altruistic attitude or cherishing other, you know, cherishing others. Not because that other is your friend or relatives or your, you know, like, not necessarily your loved one, relatives, friends, or same, like, same kind of people. It's not for that reason, so. Based on deeper understanding of what is our existence. You see, make sense? Does it make sense? Our existence, you know, based on that. So, like knowledge, you know, like knowledge, that's knowledge. That you gain reading or studying Four Noble Truths. Four Noble Truths. Buddha's first teaching, Four Noble Truths. If you have deeper understanding of Four Noble Truths, when you look around, different face, different... Bottom line, same. Every single second, looking for happiness, every single second, no differences. Every single second looking for happiness, no differences. You don't have extra reason to be happy, they have less reason to be happy, no, same, equal. So, then, not just that, Everything we do in our life comes with so many difficulties, so many complications. Marriage, friendship, job, you know, education, all everything comes with the complications that produce dissatisfactions. Complications produce dissatisfactions. So therefore, it's like right from the beginning, including myself, all of us, right from the beginning, we have need awareness. We have to be fully aware. Fully aware. Everything change. Everything, everything changed. Everything, mind, fashion, desire, everything changed. Everything changed, constantly change or changing. Even though it looks same, it's not same, it's changing. Constantly, moment by moment, changing. That kind of change is hard to understand. The growth change, you know, like changing of season, like something breaks, you know, this kind of is called is relatively easy to understand. But the subtle change, you know, is hard to understand. So we have to be prepared. Prepared? Not just prepared, well prepared. We need to be well prepared. Oh, does not mean, oh, don't enjoy, you know, just get negative, not like that. Of course enjoy, you know. But need to understand, that's not the where the happiness comes from. Need to understand that very clearly. No, we do. We listen, we look at the color, we look at the shape, we try to get some kind of joy, satisfaction, pleasure, whatever you call happiness, whatever you call looking at, you know, different things, you know, the color, shape, different color, different shapes, or listening to different sounds, smelling different smell, tasting different taste food, or touching something, you know. There's nothing wrong. But that's not, we need to remember that's not you get happiness. True happiness. That's not how you get true happiness. By, you know, so the, so it's been said, I said, it's been, that text has been written like around 8th century, so then way before that, you know, it's been said. But the Rolling Stone, it said it very nicely. I can get no satisfactions. Said it very nicely. You know, everybody knows in the West, everyone knows. It's very important to understand, to remember all this goodness of sound, smell, shape, color, taste, tactile. The Buddhism is not saying, oh, don't enjoy, no, not saying that, no, enjoy, but with the awareness. You need to be prepared to let it go. When it disappears, it will. It's only a matter of time. You need to be prepared, not just prepared, well prepared. So able to, you know, enjoy at the same time, don't cling so tightly. Need to be flexible, with awareness. They also need to be practical. There's so much you can control. You may think, or somebody may tell you, oh, you have all the control. Not nice to hear, but practically it's not true. There's so much you can control. That's why, yeah, everybody likes to fix things, but we can't fix everything. Why? Well, there's a reason. So my point here, I just want to share with you, you know, so it's very important to think in daily basis, to think, you know, enjoy, but that's not your happiness comes from. Well, you can enjoy. True happiness comes from by thinking. That's the way to contain, satisfy, by thinking, not by doing things, Quite amazing, you know, some other countries, people like suffering, not having enough. You know, it's like kind of mind-blowing that when I move from Stephanie's house to the house that I live now, when I look at, you know, probably there's like 9 years worth of stuff that I probably collected, like mice. Somebody gives something, you know, so. In my hometown, you hardly throw anything. Everything you get, you just hold on because it's something useful. You know, here, it's not like that, but I just hold on. So, then you go through sufferings of having stuff, that's kind of like a very interesting one for me. You know, so not like I never went through that, you know, so it's very interesting. So anyway, so it is like we need awareness. Awareness, so the true happiness, satisfaction, contentment comes from by thinking, not by doing things. So, because why? Because these are not reliable. Do you agree with me? Do you agree? It's not reliable. Doesn't mean you don't enjoy it, but you have to understand it's not reliable. All the goodness is not, you can't rely your entire happiness on that. You can't rely. It's not reliable. But it's beautiful. It's very nice. Nice color, nice shape, nice smell, very good. Enjoy, but at the same time, need to understand and prepare. When it's ready to fall apart, it will disappear, you have to let it go. You just don't want to share the Chebe Mingom, Chebe Mingom, Chebe Mingom, Dunga Gujibu, Ide Miro, Sebe Puzo. Downside. Downside is not reliable. It may be, it is changing, but we don't see. We don't see that. But it's changing, constantly changing, but you don't see that. But when the growth change happens, then you see, then you not able to let it go. Then all that it become all complicated again, all over again, it become more complicated. Not being content causes by all the complication, and all the complication is the nature. It's the nature. It's not just you are doing something wrong. That's the nature of the samsara. Everything is complicated. Everything is complicated. It's just nature. It's just nature. Then how to deal with that? You have to have strong mindset, firmly rooted in knowledge base. Not just belief, firmly rooted in knowledge. Oh, firmly rooted in knowledge. Then you have these wisdom to understand. No? So then, you know, everything, you know, then life becomes much easier, much simpler, much easier, you know. So then it's going to what is called easy going life. Even the death comes, not big deal. That doesn't mean that you enjoy. Not big deal, you know, right from the beginning, you know, you are aware, not just aware, but well prepared, you know, not just well prepared. Then it's no, there's the hope, okay, just want to share that with you before I read some of these questions. Prepare for ourselves. Including myself, prepare ourselves how to let it go. When it's happened, how to let it go. Without hurting too much yourself, how to let it go. Something very important to think about day to day life, something important, not to just wait till last minute. Important to think day to day life, okay? So now here, the questions I will read. The questions begin with thank you. Oh yeah. Why is it important to understand the aggregate? I will say a few words here. five aggregates. So then there's a book to read. I will recommend you to read the book. Okay, so then if you don't understand, then I will explain. The books composed by one of the Indian masters called Vasubandhu, and he wrote this book, Treasure of Knowledge, Abhidhamma Kosha. So I believe it's chapter number 2, and he has explanations, detailed explanation of the aggregate, five aggregate, Sujipungbo, form aggregate, Choyapungbo, feeling, Dishe. No? Dushyam is like, you know, this is rose, white rose, or this is red rose. Oh, that's called Dushyam. So then another, third, fourth one, a little bit complicated. Mamshya, then consciousness, or awareness. That's the fifth. Fourth one, anything beside four. Five aggregate, anything besides four. Anything that's not form, anything that's not, what you call, white rose, red rose,
perception.
Or whatever you call perception, whatever you call, Tibetan we call dishe, whatever you call, So then feeling, okay, three. So then consciousness. So anything you can think of besides any restful, huh? Anything that's not other four, if you can find in America, so that's the, then the fifth one. Not in America, in the world. did you find one? Anything that's not feeling, not consciousness, not perception, discrimination, whatever you call this, not feeling. Anything you can think of?
Mental formations.
What is a formation?
Compositional centers, sub-level of thinking.
No, no. All the mind, all the mind is out of options. Mind is out of options. Thought are out of options because it's already including the consciousness. It's part of consciousness. So sorry, you failed that. You failed that.
Huh?
Yeah, so it said, yeah, time, yeah, exactly, here we go, time, that's the one. No, there's a few others, you know. No need to find all of them, but finding one is good. Time. So please read the chapter number second, so then there's a detailed explanations, the order, why there's orders, why the list is formed first, then feeling second, there's also explanation about that, okay? So read, so then if you don't understand, I'll help. Just very easy because it's based on knowledge. So, no, not based on experience. So, based on books, I remember. To me, the second question, what's the difference between incarnation and rebirth? Very good, all of these very good questions. Rebirth called Tewa. You know, so... generally speaking, there is no differences between incarnation and rebirth. There's no differences. It means the same thing to different world. But the way they use, incarnation is, you know, usually used for, someone, him or her, dedicated their rest of their life and meditate and, you know, like gain some kind of deeper understanding of spiritualities. Yeah. So then, you know, they live and according to Tibetan traditions, you know, Tibetan Buddhism is the only traditions that talks about reincarnations. There are other forms of Buddhists, Vietnamese, Chinese, Japanese, Korean, Vietnam, all of that, they usually don't talk about reincarnations. I don't know why, because Tibetan Buddhism is the only one, you know. So then those, you know, experienced individual practitioners, so then, you know, you look for their rebirth. So then this incarnation, the word incarnation is used for that. In our culture, when you say incarnation, it's more than rebirth. It means something special. So there's many, many different ways to find that. You know, sometimes the person leaves some clues. If you are not bored, I will tell you some stories. If you are not bored. So what do we do, like, in monastery when you, like, you know, the great master, when we cremate them, so we, underneath the body, there's like fine sand. There's nothing that's been written there, it's very clear. So then we use one kind of like a fry pan. There's no handle, but fry pan, a round one. Then you upside down on that sand. Then top of that, then you, you know, put water, wood, water, then the proper body. That's how we cremate. Sometimes then when you open that, after the cremation, when you open that, then sometimes there you see letters written. Sometimes you see the footprints. And then they, you know, look at the directions, you know, direction east, west, north, south, and sometimes there's letters. So one of my teachers, when he passed away, I was like 16, I was probably 16, 17 then, by then, so but just not know any clue at all. I just saw something there. So there's so many people looking, so then you know how to, just good glimpse of that, you know, then after that. So there's one way to, then sometimes, you know, so if you've seen the movie Kundun, then there, you know, they show something, you know, the article that belongs to the previous life, so the little short boy, the boy pick up everything right. So this is not made up, it is actually the truth, you know, they picked up, you know, and something. That's called reincarnation, okay, incarnations. But generally speaking, no differences, okay? Oh yeah, that's that. Oh yeah, so that, what mantra or mantras would you recommend we say for Khesar Rinpoche, long life and good health? Tara mantra, that we'll be saying, green Tara mantra. And for facilitate the best condition for him to visit the center, I already talked to him 2 times. First time he said yes, the second time he changed his mind. So, of course, everything's ruled by impermanent. So, I don't want to push him too hard. In the end, he feel obligated to come here because of... So then I feel terrible, so it's not good. So I already requested Biyababa Center, requested one. When he was in Tibet, he said, oh, I will come, so, you know, so then after that, when he was, he also had some knee problem. He's already came here two times. The reason I invited him here, so you know, I want you to, this, you know, there are a number of people that are interested about initiations. So while my teacher's around, so then I thought maybe, you know, it's best for you to receive from my teacher than me, you know, so I know nothing, you know, so I do no practice, you know, so know very little things, so then I thought, invited them, Khesar Rinpoche did offer initiation, so then he also has some knee problem. Then second time, he's like, oh, I have some pain in the knees, America is too far, 17 hours, you know, I'm getting old, there's nothing much I can say. So now I'm not sure, like, to facilitate the best condition for him to visit the center. I don't know what to say. So recite Tara mantra or prepare to go to India to see him in the monastery. So there are one more, there are 2 more questions. No, there's only a few minutes left. Please tell us the history of Vajrasattavasa. Was he in sutras? The practice is mentioned in the sutras somewhere there. History, I don't know history. I don't know the history of Vajrasattava. So please tell us the history of Vajrasattava. No understanding. I don't know the history, okay? So it's been in the sutra, yeah. So the last one now, would you please discuss the developing conviction faith. I'm asking this question especially for help with generating the faith in having been purified in the Vajrasattva practice right after saying the mantras. So, Namula, please, can you mention the 3 types of faith? Don't know how to say it in English. You remember? They are put on the mic. There's in Tibetan, in the saying Tibetan doesn't help. No, it doesn't help. So, I do remember in Tibetan.
There are clarifying faith.
Tametheba, that's called Tametheba. So now, see, like, that kind of Tametheba can be raised, you know, based on the sanctuary, the seeing something, that immediately you feel something. like could be like, you know, holy site, the Buddhist visit, divine holy site, or some church where when you walk in, you feel something, you know, something has a, something, some kind of clarity in the mind, or tarantava. It's like, and some people, they feel nothing, they're just looking at the art, and the drawing, and the painting, we just know, like, they're just interested in artwork, and the history behind the church or temple, that the holy site, that's all they are interested in. And those people sometimes don't feel nothing. And some people, they come there, and you know, they feel something. That's called tametepa. Clearing faith. There's another translation, clearing faith. Clearing faith, that's literally translated the word tametepa. Another word.
Aspirational faith.
Yeah, something else. So, now the second one.
Oh, well, I thought that was the second one. Aspirational faith.
Oh, the first one, you need to probably look different translations. So tametepa, it makes perfectly sense in Tibetan. Because tametepa, it doesn't... Wish to be like, or no, wish to be, you see something, or like, you know, very interesting, long time ago, we did retreat in the Nolan's farm, there's one young girl, girl means like, girl refers to what age to what age?
12, 13. Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah,
probably the young lady. And when I lead retreat there, so I don't want them to be stuck into the room all day long. So I just tell them, very purpose of retreat is to hear, to have more positive thought. That's the whole point. Therefore, if you walk in the woods, there's no big piece of land. If you can clear your mind by walking, that's very good. You don't have to come to the sessions. Absolutely fine. You just take a walk or running, you know. So that lady, in the end of the retreat, everybody get together. Then I think somebody, you know, what they call evaluations?
Mm-hmm. Evaluation, yeah.
Evaluation, so. So then everybody speaks or talks something. Then, you know, the lady said very interesting. So that's the... Every morning, that only the 2 days that she's running, jogging. In her mind, it's almost like this aspirational faith. She says she's not just running; she's chasing somebody, someone that she wants to be. So I thought, you know, that's aspirational faith. That's very interesting. This is very good, you know, this is very good. She's well published. She might have some like, you know, like difficulties dealing with the substance, but you know, she's choosing the person that she wants to be. So I thought that's very good. That's aspiration faith. Didn't it? Last one. Yeah, now last one is here, faith of conviction. Second one, one means wanting to be something. Teba, you know, is faith. Teba is faith. What Mother Teresa said? Anybody remember that I probably quoted many times now? I don't remember. Power of prayer is faith. The power of power of silence is prayer. The prayer of the fruit. Fruit. Yeah, so, anyway, so, that's also something to look, it's interesting. So anyway, so now, then, the last one, conviction faith, means you are convinced. Mainly, you know, like, of course, no, first just intellectual knowledge. So then knowledge, so then slowly, more you think about the knowledge you learn, and it start to sink, bit by bit in your heart. Then you gain some experience. So then experience produce or convince, or if you do this meditation, you could go further, deeper. Then you are convinced, not somebody tells you. You are convinced by the experience you gain doing experiment about any types of meditation that you do, then you gain some. So then from there, then types of faith grow. Types of faith grow. Then you are, that faith is like, you are convinced by your experience, based on knowledge, experience, then you are convinced, oh, that's the path. Then if you put more effort, it will liberate you. So that's conviction faith. That's like the best and unshakable, and best or unshakable.
I found the quote, Geshe-la.
Oh, yeah, please.
The fruit of silence is prayer.
Oh, see, fruit of silence is prayer. Oh, yeah.
The fruit of prayer is faith. The fruit of faith is love. The fruit of love is service. The fruit of service is peace.
Fruit of prayer is faith. They, you know, so like this, every single word that she said is carrying deep, deep meaning. They need to understand, need to think again. You know, so the fruit of prayer is faith. So that probably, the faith probably, you know, refers to all those three types of faith. Could gain. Oh, see, what is prayer? What is prayer? It's a wish. It's a positive wish. It's a positive wish that reflects in the piece of paper we call prayer. It's just all the positive wish. May all sentient beings have happiness and cause of happiness. That's prayer. If there's prayer, it's a wish. Then you wish. So now, so sorry, because I'm going round all around. The Shadi Deva's guide to Buddhism, way of life here, Bodhicitta here, I'm going just round. Now we'll come back. Altruistic attitude, cherishing other, door to all the happiness. So, you remember? I'm about to quote Shadi Deva text. So I can carry out. Chanju Sivakata, Teve Chonga Kuseve, Chol means sadness. Sadness, depression, whatever you call. Chol, no? Sin Chol means all. Mind is sad. No. Here you ask question, how are you? That's all you ask. Tibetan tradition, like we ask, how's your, are your mind, has the similar you would do it? Are you mentally happy? That's how we ask, are you mentally happy? Somebody would do it. So then, you know, the response there. Anyway, so sadness or depression or has a low self-esteem, all the problem refers all of them, you know. So now, probably, you know, like difficulties, problems, complications, sufferings. In Buddhism, when you see word suffering, it doesn't mean pain. There's different, there's deeper meaning. Suffering doesn't mean some kind of pain. It doesn't mean that. It means, you know, that's why I'm using this word complications. Well, it doesn't mean pain. But that's a literally passive word, you know, suffering. Now means no difficulties. Kun, all. Fail means eliminate. Now what is that? That is bodhicitta, altruistic attitude, cherishing other. No? It is like horse. That is like horse. If you manage to that right horse, that horse will bring you to happiness. So then suddenly there was wondering why very little people ride that horse. Or maybe why people discourage? Of riding that horse. How do you say? Discouraging?
Discouraging from riding?
Yeah. Jiu Lu means, you know, like, oh, they have no interest. Jiu Lu means like, you know, probably like couch potato. sit there, do nothing, you know, like no, have no interest. No interest to move around, just sit there. Jiu Lu means like, just, Jiu is the mind stream. Lu means it's just, that mind still gets sluggish. So then, you know, just like that. So there's Shanti Deva was wondering that, you know, Tere chungapko zewe chanju semche tashende dene dewa dovala semyesu chulushus. If somebody has mind, if somebody is thinking, if somebody has a mind, so then why you get discouraged to ride that horse? So bottom line, no, so it's very important. Not talking about Buddhism, it's not talking about Buddhism, it's not talking about religion, it's simply talking about kind of mindset that you need in order to be happy. It's not talking about how to become Buddhist. Not talking about that. It's talking about kind of mindset, if you manage to develop, that mindset will bring you to happiness. That's all. And whoever has a mind, if you are atheist, you easily have mind. If you practice, then you get benefit. If you don't believe in anything, but you still have mind, if you practice, then you get benefit. Oh, if you manage to do that, you don't need any religion at all, because you are absolutely fine. So that's what we needed, altruistic attitude. When you look around, everybody, every single second, looking for happiness, trying to avoid suffering. Same. American, Tibetan, white, black, everything, same. Bottom line, the same. So, need to understand that, no? Rani Chedzin, just thinking about my needs. Rani Chedzin, Rani, just, my way. Everything has to be my way. Life is going to be disaster. Life is going to be disaster. Disaster? That thought, if you live with that thought, your life is going to be not happy at all. Doesn't matter if you are Buddhist, not Buddhist, monks, nuns, American, Tibetan, whoever had this kind of mindset, your life is not going to be better. Not going to be easy. Difficult one. Rani Chedzin, Guvakunjiko, that makes you very vulnerable. Vulnerable? Not venerable. Vulnerable. Everything bothers you. Every single thing bothers you. Makes you so mad, so angry, so irritated. Everything. Look around. Culture, tradition, the look, the race, everything bothers you. Rani Chedzin, Guvakunjiko, Guvakunjiko, Guva, all the difficulties. It invites all the difficulties. All you, it makes you very vulnerable to all the things. Manam Chedzin, cherishing other is the best. But whoever had that, so this life is going to be, life will be rice, not rice that you eat. Rice. Life will be rise and shine. That's the one word I learned first time when I came here, now 19 years ago. One of the center members told me. So I'm like, we went to Indiana, Kalachakra initiation, His Holiness giving. So I'm like sharing room with Dr. Brown, and there's one member. Then she said, Gisela, tomorrow when you wake up, tell them rise and shine. So I had the word there. I still remember that word. So, probably they all derived before I said it because I snow. They all derived from many times in the middle of the night. they probably all derived a number of times before I said the word. it's really amazing, no? Every problem they had, you try, there's some kind of solution to solve that, but so I remember that Dr. Brown brought something, some kind of like clock. And then you put there and it makes all kind of sound. Waterfall, bird.
Sound machine.
I thought, wow. How many people snore in the monastery? Nobody has that. I thought like, wow. Yeah, amazing. Every single thing, there's something to. So, I'm not sure how much that helped. Or maybe it's to give you wake up, or it just make you more sleep, or I don't know how to challenge. That's the antidote for my snow. Dr. Brown brought antidote for my snow. So, second day, the herb, another gentleman, bought something to put on my nose. I just put that there, say, okay, I do. I just put it there. When I wake up, it's gone. It's not there. Amazing, amazing. You know, like everything has something. So, anyway, so that's the story about, Bodhicitta, you know, Ranjitra, the Gubakunja, Manavjit, the Tijin, Dajin, the Yamre Nimbocha, watching the loss. Be in other people's shoes. Just mean it. Just be in other people's shoes. And feel. And feel. You know, so it's like exchanging yourself with others. Exchanging yourself with others. Yoga, it's called, yoga means practice. Yoga literally means practice. This is the type of yoga that you do, exchanging yourself with others, and being there and looking from there without the feel. You know, so anyway, so there's the question of all the tragedies, you know, recent tragedies in Florida. It's hard to imagine, you know, people killing people. Why? Doesn't make sense. Doesn't make sense. No. So, yeah. So, what we need? We don't need more Buddhists. We don't need more Christians. What we need? We need more people with altruistic attitude. That's what we need. No. We need people with a warm heart. World is going to be a better place. No doubt. Guarantee. World is going to be a better place. Family is going to be happier. It doesn't matter they go to church or not go to church. If they have altruistic attitude, family is going to be much, much happier. There will be no killing. So that's what we all should emphasize. You know, all think something wonderful, think something positive, think something good. Try to find something. Meaning you wake up, try to find something that you can think, you can be grateful. So the positive thought, that's the answer. Positive thought, that's the answer. Negative thought, no good. Nothing to do with religion. It's no good. And you lose happiness. You know? So we try, of course, as a Buddhist monk, you rely heavily on materials. Then review, then try to go through that every day. Try to remind yourself, what is all this about? Why are you here? What's the purpose of your life? And how you can do something bigger than yourself, mentally, and that feels good. It's all about that. Okay, so just that's the last thing I just want to share. Okay. So now dedication.
The Gold Prayer Book, turn to page 246 and 247. And if you have the white binder, just go to the back of that sheet that says Kadampa Master Prayers, and we'll say the dedication, written by Master Shantideva, who Geshe-la quoted earlier. May all beings everywhere, plagued by sufferings of body and mind, obtain an ocean of happiness and joy by virtue of our merit. May no living creature suffer, commit evil, or ever fall ill. May no one be afraid or belittled with the mind weighed down by depression. May the blind see forms and the deaf hear sound. May those whose bodies are worn with toil be restored on finding repose. May the naked find clothing, the hungry find food. May the thirsty find water and delicious drinks. May the poor find wealth, those weak with sorrow find joy. May the forlorn find hope, constant happiness, and prosperity. May there be timely rains and bountiful harvests. May all medicines be effective and wholesome pears bear fruit. May all who are sick and ill quickly be freed from their ailments. Whatever diseases there are in the world, may they never occur again. May the frightened cease to be afraid, and those bound be freed. May the powerless find power, and may people think of benefiting each other. For as long as space remains, as long as sentient beings remain, until then may I too remain to dispel the miseries of the world. Now seven Tara, green Tara mantras for Geshe-la's long, healthy, healthy life. Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha. 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 Om Tare Tu Tare Tu Re Soha.
Oh yeah, thank you. Thank you and have a wonderful weekend.
Just very quickly, I'll mention since Geshe-la mentioned a little bit about Vajrasattva purification practice today. A month from now, 4 weeks from now, we will be doing a weekend spring retreat out at Nolan's Farm on Vajrasattva practice. So, March 23rd, 24th,
25th. Oh,
okay. All right.
I'm Elise from Outreach. Just a reminder, the Love Note Project is ongoing to do what Geshe-la was talking about. It's a good way to practice and develop your feeling of bodhicitta by helping others. 10 cards, 10 minutes, and 10 hearts touched. These cards are available across from where the shoes are kept. You pick them up and return your packets. And I'm very grateful to you because a few days ago I was able to deliver 240 of these notes that you, and your, with your bodhicitta attitude, have accomplished. So thank you and keep it up.
Hey everyone, I'm Heather. So to keep the merriment going and to continue our conversation today, we have Sunday tea and Vivian has an amazing job making a delicious meal. So please stick around, connect with others and those that you've kind of been chatting with, keep that conversation going. And also, I want to give a thank you to Donna because last week's, we went to the, faith and, family night at the Carolina Hurricanes. It was amazing, and so I just want to thank you for that because it was awesome. Lori, I see you back there, and Chris taught me so much about hockey. I had no idea, but I got to know a lot about it, but also about each other, which was really cool. So we're going to have more of those opportunities, like right now. So don't head out just yet. Head over right there, and have some tea. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, so we do need a volunteer to help with washing Sangha cups, which is always a wonderful thing to do, and then emptying the water bowls afterwards. So you can step up and Donna will, you want to help them do that? Or just, yeah, if you already know how to do it, Peter will tell you how to do it. Oh, no, he's done. Okay, so today I just want to introduce a new thing. How many of you received the email about Count Me In? Oh, good. How many of you responded to the email? One, right. So no guilt. I just want to introduce this new way of thinking about all the roles we need to fill. So we're not starting off with all the roles we need to fill because there's many. It takes like 170 roles to keep this place going, which is a little shocking. Who's shocked by that? Yeah, okay. So I thought I would just start with one that's it's very simple, but it does require a little bit of knowledge about the Dharma. To support, we have no big event this year. We have events, but no big one. So there's a lot of things to get done. Like, let's just get a lot finished and or started, whatever. So I thought the first thing might just be to get some help with all the visitors that come in, because that takes a lot of time for your center manager. I don't really want to give this task up, but I need some help. So it's called just the front desk, and you would sit at the desk where the computer is and greet people as they walk in, answer the phone. I'll write protocols so that you won't feel it's, you know, sometimes it can be a difficult phone call. Sometimes it's a lot of information, but I'll help with everything. I'll be here for the whole time. So there's different shifts. They're all online on the website. So if you go to the banner, looks like that, click on it, you'll see all the times, and then we'll have to talk about how it fits in your life. So just give me an email or a call. Thanks.